Avelis after civil divorce. Today, more serious, Yerusha after civil divorce, which may or may not be the same. Last time, I don't want to repeat anything I said last time. Last time, it was basically the Marshal who maintains that how can you be mechayev somebody to be misabel and somebody is not living with anymore, v'chulei v'chulei. But quoting the Rashbam, who says that he's not Yerush, but mokin k'tote. And back and forth, whether it's halacha k'divrei hamekel or it doesn't even discount as a mekel, it sounds like so bizarre to some of the achronim. I'm more interested in the dini momenus. Does this in effect mean that their baal has no right to yerush anymore? So what I want to do, and basically it's no great kiddush. I want to go through the Rishonim and the Sugya. There are three Rishonim, and I think there are four. We'll see that in a second. That's also, I don't think, a Chiddush. And then one or two other little points. So let me start with, I had to Xerox all kinds of things, just to make it easier. If I knew how to use a computer properly, I would make the collage that people make, putting everything that's necessary on one piece of paper, but the Kedish was locked up. Here I reprinted for you the Sugya in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Vov, begins in the bottom of Omid Aleph and goes on to Omid Beis. The Gemara's Mais Bodem Echot, Shomboli Ishtoi Toitrani, see, she can't smell, she has no Chush Hareach. V'nichna Sachareo Lechurbo Leboidko, Omalo Reach Tzeni Mareach. Begolil Omerle Manyavlo Mikisava Islidov, etc., etc. The technicalities aren't terribly important. What happened was that he went to be Baitik to see whether she has the Hushareach or she doesn't. Nofal Alo Hurbo Umeso. The Hurba fell on top of her. Omer Chacho. This is Omer Bezer.
Right.
And she says, "Hayav liyachnicha sachareho el lebeitko meiso ena yerusha." Since it was liyachnicha sachareho el lebeitko, so meiso ena yerusha. So one just—it's a beishmuel. I gave you, I think, the last page, the one page in the Shulchan Aruch, the Snegeya. He says, "What is this? Ubemis loymatzin tetranis humum." What kind of mum is this altogether, this Tetrani? So she can't smell, so what? The Efshir Da'iri Behisno Kain Beferush. He makes it a Tanai that she shouldn't be a Tetrani, so it's not she shouldn't have anything, any kind of a mum. The Beishmuel to me was even more of a Pella. You tell me it's a mum, okay, Kaboli in the Kabel. He tells me, like, what sin that should be a mum, but he was hissed in Beferish. Why in the world should be hissed in Beferish? And then I'll show you later, Rishon says that for such a mum cotton, it doesn't pay to make such a tumult. I began thinking, what, and this has nothing to do with what I'm going to say. This is just the. I don't have any more. I'll show you later, will be Negea, the Rishonim, that this is called a mum cotton. As such a mum cotton like this, you shouldn't be making a tumul. So, in a different sheet, a different context. But it occurred to me, and say, what is this? It occurred to me that I know what he's concerned about. The chush hareach comes with the chush ha-taste. Yeah, goes together. He probably thought she's not a good cook. She can't taste the food. Mm-hmm. If she can't smell, how can she cook? Why don't she be a mum cotton? But she can't. You know, he wants a good cook. I didn't see anybody talks about it. Well, that's the mils of the bedichas. I don't think it's serious. But whatever it is, it's not in the game. Now, here we have here a number of different rishonim. The simplest is the re-intosis, the Pirush Rabbeinu Yankiv, that we're talking about Anaruso, and his issue is whether he's making the suin or whether he's not being the Yachad L'shem Nisuin. And the Gemara in effect is saying that he's doing it only Almanaz Lebeidiko. Now here also, it's got nothing to do with me, but if you look in the Rosh, who explains the Shita Sateisus, basically, So he says, if you look, I gave it to you, I did it, I even underlined for you. He says, Nichlas ima l'chotz estam chotz di delin zuin. If you go, he's miyachik with her, it's his arusa, so mistom is the sui, v'zu achur v'sholoi ha'isa, v'nichnas ima l'baydeka. And he's claiming that he went into his chotzer, but only amanas livdek. V'hu toyein, v'nichnas ima l'shem nisuin, v'im b'lo yimtzo'eno teitranis. Veloimotza balas mum, vare ishta, he says, I was baidik, and she's not a tetrani, so she's my wife. Vizochu birushosa, vomruchachomim, hoyoviknitsa, so hoysla baitko, loichashbin lohachnitsa nesuin. He went, amenas lebaidik, therefore it's not nesuin. Now it's not the Rosh. I don't know any how about the Gemara. Well, he went on and asked Lebeitka, what does he think? If she doesn't have mum, why shouldn't he want nisuin? So it would be automatic. Monoshach. If he finds a mum, so of course he doesn't want nisuin. If he does find a mum, he doesn't want nisuin. But if he doesn't find a mum, why shouldn't he want nisuin? Why is it different from every time that she's miyachid with him, he means l'shem nisuin? Now, that's not today's topic, but I don't think that this is even a t'nai, like ain't t'nai nisuin. It's yesh brer, it's ain't brer, and the brer resolves itself immediately. What does it have to do with brer? But apparently, these resultases holds that you have to have kavona l'shem nisuin, and you have kavona the yichud for other things. It doesn't help. It goes to a definition of what chup is, which I'm not going to talk about. But I see that I think Tosis is a bigger chiddush than the Rashbam. Everybody thinks the Rashbam is a chiddush. I see this a chiddush in Tosis. The Tosis is saying, one way or another, you need a l'shem yichud, l'shem nisuin, and it has to be lafuki anything else. If I'm machaven for two different things at once, then that yichud doesn't count. I think that's a chiddush gadol, but we'll worry about that some other time. In any event, that's the Ri. The Shita Sari, according to the Ri, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything we're talking about today. It certainly, civil divorce has nothing to do with this. The whole Shaila in the Gemara is whether this kind of Yichud, if it turns out that she's not a Balas Mum, does it turn into Nisuin, or doesn't it turn into Nisuin? So that's the first Shita in the Sugya. The first Shita in Rishonim has nothing to do with the Shaila we began with, was whether B'mokim Ketote, B'mokim Civil Divorce, is the Baal Yerish or not. The second is the Rashbam, which we spoke about last time. And the Rashbam says that we're talking about something else, that that we're talking about, says the Rashbam, that what are we're talking about a case of where he's going to be able to. The Rashbam is Kuf Memvov Omid Beis. Here it says, V'ombruch hachomim, it's towards the end of the Rashbam. Hoyo v'nichnas achre l'boitko, meisim yersho. Why? Deki v'ndoye b'dayti l'garsho, imtze eno balas mum. He wants to divorce her. It's after Nisuin. He wants to divorce her if she's a Balas Mum. And he's going there to be boidik whether she is a Balas Mum. B'toyech kach meiso, Koydem shenispaisu einoizeich biyerusha. So it's like no worse than ketote. Umehoch isham meisa ishtoy mitoich ketoto sheyesh bei bedato legarsha shuv einoyer. So the Rashbam is telling you that he goes al menas to find whether she's a balas mum, and if yes, he's going to be megarish. Then he loses the Yerusha. Also, apparently, She turned out from the whole sugya, the Gemara, that she wasn't a balas mum. But apparently the Rashbam is understood. It's also a chiddush that he's going in, that if he finds her to be a balas mum, that's called daita lagarsha. He's not semich das, that this is going to remain a marriage. And if he is already ready to divorce her, so that should be enough. So that's the Shitas Rashbam. Now, the same Rosh that gave you before, he has a kash on the Rashbam. He says two things. He says, number one, afilu perisero el kishinizgarsho lebesoif, that you don't see, we'll come to this second series of kashas in a moment. Those are Tosfos' kasha. But he's saying that even if the Baal loses peiros from the time of the ksivas aget, that's only if there is gerushin. If there's no gerushin, who says he loses the mafreya? And here we're saying that he loses it for k'dot alone. V'oid t'mili. So his second kashi is that Yerusha Sabal is a deraisa. If Yerusha Sabal is deraisa, what's this got to do with Daita Lagarsha or not Daita Lagarsha? He takes that as a Dover portion. If Yerusha Sabal is a deraisa, it's formalistic. Is he a Nosui or isn't he a Nosui? If she's in the Sua, then the Torah gave it to him. If not, the Torah didn't give it to him. So that's if Yerusha Sabal is deraisa. If Yerusha Sabal is a Rabbonon, he would even concede that Mishanosa in the Garsha, they weren't Misak and Peiros. They weren't Misak and Peiros, or Misak and Yerusha, whatever you want. So the easiest answer to the Kasha on the Rashbam is that the Rashbam holds that Yerusha Sabal is a Rabbonon. His big Kasha is Yerusha Sabal is a Deraisa. So Yerusha Sabal is a Rabbonon. But the other kasha is a stronger kasha. He says that lehisid elo kishin isgar sholibseif, even with achilas peiros. And the answer to that has to be that the Rashbam disagreed. He will come to the sugya in a moment, but the Rashbam thinks that when the husband loses peiros, it's mishas ksiva. You don't have to wait until you actually divorce her to lose the peiros lamafreya mishas ksiva. But as soon as you write, he was mafsid. Now, I would add a third kasha. And again, it'll be the same thing. It's clear that the Rashbam disagrees. But I would have had a kasha, sure. I understand if the Baal loses peiros mishas ksiva, it's because they were masakin only if they're married. And even though there's no get, but you write a get, even if you didn't deliver it, something happened. There's a ksiva, it's a get, lishma, you created a new mitzvah. You know, it's metaphysics, what difference does it make? There's a maisa, I wrote a get from the ksiva, it's a get, he's already mafsid. There's something to trigger a takona that says you're mafsid the peiros. The ksiva saget is mafsid. But just that he wants to be megarish, today he wants, tomorrow he doesn't want to want. I don't know if I told the story last time or not, but one of the misadri gitin of the last generation, a balabos told it to me. I don't know if it was bididei havdut or not. But he said that two people came to this gentleman, and they said in Yiddish, mir willen sach getten, to which he responded by saying, und wer will denn nicht? Okay. Now, clearly,
who doesn't want?
I mean, he's saying that at some time in the course of a marriage, people want to get divorced. Doesn't mean they all get divorced. Of course, doesn't mean they all get divorced. I presume that this was an introduction of trying to effect a reconciliation. I don't know. I wasn't there. But what clicked in my mind was, according to the Rashbam, if he would have had a heart attack, Kulila is sitting there, he would have lost Yerusha. She would have had a heart attack. He would have lost Yerusha. This is about Ketot. I don't don't know about. But just because he thought, let's go to the Rav, we'll go be Masater again, and there was no real ketata between them, even for the Rashbam, I take it for a Dover Poshet, he wouldn't have lost the Yerusha. But the point is that the Rashbam is certainly saying that you don't need a formal Maisa to lose the Yerusha. I don't know that you have to file a Ksav Bezdin versus ketata. I'm calling it the Bezdin because of ketata. That's not what the Rashbam said. The Rashbam clearly seems to think that this is not formalistic at all. And I don't know how you define ketata. If you hold like the Rashbam, you'll have to leave it to the Bezdin to define ketata. And what's called ksivas aget, I know what that is. And you can impel that if the pasul aget, he won't lose payers. And if the get is kosher, he loses payers. That's called ksivas aget. And if you're telling me about takonah was when it's ksivas aget, he lost payers. What's called ksivas aget? If you have a get that's kosher, and you find something that pasul's the get, whatever the pitch it could be, that pasul's is not a ksiva. But if you told me that it's totally in rosin, then whether the get turned out to be kosher, not to be kosher, sof, he wanted the get, and the Rashbam is telling me even ketata. So however you define ketata, the Rashbam, I think it's a chiddush in the Rashbam thinks that you have to have ketata. Now, and also I've already said that it seems to me that the Rashbam holds that at the very minimum, if you lose the peiros, you lose the mishas ksiva, even if there is no nesinos haget, and he must have told Yerusha Sabal's drabonon that I'm right in the second prat. I have a tshuvas maimonides in Hilchus Ishus. I think it's Simon Lamed Hay. He clearly says that it's the Yerusha Sabal's drabonon, and they weren't misakin Yerusha Sabal b'mokim ketata. That's certainly how he learned pshat in the Rashbam. So the Unterschlag of the Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rosh is whether Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa Rabbanon. Once you tell me Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, you can't have the Shitas Rashbam at all. Now, more significant are the kashas that Tosis asks. Tosis says that Rashbam is bringing a Raya. What's his Raya? His Raya is that it's the Mesa Yishub Techtoto Shesh Bedaitlegar in Yersho Kidam Rino Bemesef the Gitten Mishenosan Ein of Legarsho Shuv Ein Laval Peres. The Rashbam is being Medame Yerusha Sabal to Achilas Peres. That's number one. And number two, he's telling you that Nosan Ein of Legarsho Ein Labal Peres. If you didn't start with Ein Labal Peres, there's nothing to be medamen. He's telling me that if Mishanos and Ein Lagarsho, there's not going to be Peres, therefore it's not going to be Yerusha. Now, as Tosis points out, this goes to the whole Sugi in Gittin. Why were they Mesakin, Zman, and Neged? So Rosh Lakish says they were Mesakin, Mishum Peres, that we need a Zman, so you should know as of when he loses the Peres, and he has Peres ad zman nesina. We hold, according to Rish Lakish, that this Peres ad zman nesina, and even according to Reb Shimon, Machlokes Tanoim, according to Reb Shimon, nichta b'yom v'nechtam b'layla is kosher, because Reb Shimon holds he doesn't lose Peres mishas ksiva. So you've got, first of all, Machlokes Tanoim, because Reb Yechon says libe Reb Shimon, he never said it, and then you've got Machlokes Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish with regard to whether there is such a thing. Now, if you tell me that the Zman in the get isn't because of Peres, but Shem Yechav HaBas HaChesoy, then what's the proof altogether? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis saying, what's he bringing a Mimdama one to the other? Who says that he lost Peres Mishas Ksiva? And if he did, it's totally in all kinds of things. Mimela, the Dimian isn't a Dimian at all. Particularly if you say that Loch is like Reb Shimon, that's also Machlokes Reb Shimon. I wanted to go into that now. Whether we pass like the Chachom, pass like Reb Shimon, pass like Reb Shimon, there's nothing to talk about. And then you have Machlokes between Reb Lakish and Reb Yechon. Why they were Mesakin again? If we were Mesakin because Shem Yechav HaBas HaChesoy, so you have also nothing to talk about. So those are Tosis's kasha. Now, to answer Tosis's kasha, which are the serious kashas on the Rashbam, And I haven't found people who talk about it, but it seems to me that I understand what the Rashbam is saying. The Rashbam isn't telling you lahaloche that mishinosan ein of lagarsha ein labal peres. He may have peres mishinosan ein of lagarsha, but the fact that there is this machlokes with regard to peres is for him a raya for other things. There's a machlokes whether he has peres or he doesn't have peres. Why doesn't he have peres mishnas in the garsha? So the simplest way is because there's no such takona. There's no takona that she's mafsid peres from shas ksiva. However, if you look at the riff which I gave you, it's on the next page. I think he talks about what the halach is with regard to peres, and he says, I underlined it, hochilin yim pere bepirkuno tal yimisa. Kedamrinon tiknu pirkuno tachas peris. Vikaimalon dle toka poka pirkuno mine adamote gitiliode. We hold la loche, there's a mechuyev to be paid there if she's a shuyo, until he actually divorces her. And we understand why they made such a takona. They want the Baal to be mechuyev in pidyoino until she's no longer his wife. We don't want, just because of ktote, nobody should be paid her. She'll be nitma ben ha'akum, that Chazal didn't want. So they couldn't release him from pirkuno just because of ktota. So Mele calls man the mechayber pirkuno isle peiru. It's one connected to the other. So he has peiris as long as there is pirkuno. So that's why he is saying, in effect, we don't hold like Rish Lakish that she lost peiris, that he lost peiris b'shas ksiva, because if he would lose peiris b'shas ksiva, he won't be paid to her if she comes to shavui. No, if that's the case, then I understand exactly what the Rashbam is saying. The Rashbam is telling you that, sure, you figure it out now. There's the whole sugya. We have machlekes where he lost peiros, he didn't lose peiros. That means everybody really thinks they should have lost peiros, because Chazal weren't mesakin b'mokum k'tota. But you're supposed to understand the Rif Svara. If we disagree and say that he gets peiros even though it's after the ksivas haget, it must be because peiros are tachas perkuno. But if you're dealing with Yerusha or who knows what, that they were in Svara, they weren't going to be masakin for somebody b'mokim k'tote, somebody's ready to be right a get for his wife. Mele, Paris, we have no choice because we don't want to relieve him from the chiyuv of pidyon. But everything else, what do we care? We'll relieve him of everything else. Whether it be mechuyev in Yerusha, mechuyev in Kvura, from Shas Ksiva, if you force me, I'll tell you, according to the Rashbam, he's Potter from Kvura also, if Kvura is the Rabbonon. Why not? They didn't care. They cared about Pirkuno. That's what the Rif is telling me. They cared about Pirkuno, Shultit Mabeno Akum. So he won't be Mechuyiv in Kvura. Somebody will bury her. There'll be no worse than Mes Mitzvah. There'll be somebody to bury her. If he's not paid to her, nobody else is going to be paid to her. You see that that was a Cheshbon to Chazal. Or I'll tell you that Kvura is a Deraisa. The Zahaf law that says everybody holds Kvura as a Deraisa. The Iker Tvur. Lefi Kvoidi, Lefi Kvoido, that's the Rabbonon. But he has a posik. If he's not mechuyev midrash in the barrier, what's he coming for? So obviously there's a chiyuv kvura. Mele, the raya is not necessarily a raya, but it's you talking that the etzem chiyuv kvura is a raya for everybody. Or I'll tell you that maybe they weren't afkia the chiyuv kvura, but they weren't interested in the exchange under those circumstances, because the worst that'll happen is he'll get angry and he won't bury her, no matter. But if he won't be paid to her, then there is a rash. Then she's nitpah ben rakum. So I see a clear distinction between them. That seems to me to be the shitas ha Rashbam. But either way, it's got to be that you're dealing not. I'm going to ignore the Rishonim that say that the Yerusha is because of the Yerusha Saksuba. That would work differently. But if the Yerusha is Tachas Kvarosa, which I think is what Rav Rishonim hold, then I understand the Rashbam perfectly. And the Raya of the Rashbam is the Lom Nisharaya. He's bringing a Raya from the whole Sugya that the Chiyuvi issues, Be'etzem, should be dissolved as soon as Nosanin of Lagarsha, and he thinks that Ksiv, Shas Ksiv, and Nosanin of Lagarsha are one and the same. That's his Kiddush. But as soon as Nosanin of Lagarsha, the Chiyuv issues are gone, otherwise everybody would hold it against Peiris. Well, if it's a Machlekes about Peiris, it's really because of Pirkuno. But everything else, he loses. So he loses Yerusha, and he loses Yerusha immediately.
Why would anybody want to redeem their wife? They're ready to divorce them. Like, the Arabs got her. Like, keep them. Why would I want to be...
Because we're mechayev him. To be kaife.
You know, the best and the kofa.
Best and the kofa, yeah. And
yeah, he'll say, keep the payroll. Keep her, keep the payroll.
Well, the payroll is... The payrus maybe more than the billion. And we see there was this exchange. It wasn't a dollar for dollar or zuz for zuz, but they were doing this to encourage him. They wanted him, they're at least the powers of moral persuasion. He's been eating the payrus all these years, and now he says, I don't want to be paid to her because I don't like her anymore. So Chazal say, you don't like her, that's very nice, but all the years you ate payrus, you're mechuyev in pirkuno. That was the trade-off.
All right.
That's how they were matim, the trade-off. Okay, those are two shitas in Rishonim. The third shita in Rishonim is the... I don't recall seeing him quoted any place else, but he is, I gave you the Mordechai, and in the Mordechai you have a Reb Avrom ben Ha-Ram Me-Rotenberg. It's a son of the Maram of Rotenberg, a Reb Avrom ben Maram ben Boruch. And the Mordechai quotes him. He says, Al-Kain Nira. This is when the Ravi at the very beginning. It's nothing to do with us. He says, "Nirak Rabbi Natan, because I feel different of Forshim than the Suad Dafk Betitranis, Shehu Pisheya, Share Eino Ruuyo Lagarish Bishvil Mum Cotton." Now, this is actually a new shita in Rishonim. The Ravior thinks that he doesn't have Paris because he's being megarish her for a mum cotton that she can't smell, and therefore they consent him. It's a rather strange pshat in the Gemara, so, but it's a modification of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says wherever it's no sin of megarish her, he does not Paris, and for the Rav Yo, it's a kind of a knas. You're divorcing over such a narishkeit, you're going to lose Paris immediately. So from time of Nosan Einov Lagarsho. So I'm excluding the Rav Yoh from my list, my cheshbon, because if they got divorced civilly, why? According to him, you have to ask, is it a mum koten? Was it an Irish guy? Or was it something serious? Otherwise, it doesn't begin. But basically, the question I'm asking is, Alibid the Rashbam, because is that called Nosan Einov Lagarsho? The fact that they're separated, got a civil divorce to the bargain, is that a Nosan Eino of Lagarsho? In any event, let me go back to the I said before, what is this Mugotten? That's what made me try to think and try to explain what in the world he's complaining about altogether. Now, if you go now back to the Reb Avrom ben Maram, he says that this was near it in the Suhoiso Elo Shezeho Yotoyin Kedushe Toos. The Tutranasi, v'nichnas achreho lebodcho aydeitznoin, v'nimtzo shalafidavorov hoyu kedushi toys, deidos baldin kemeya edim domi v'eina yorsho. The Reb Avrom is saying that the whole shaila in the Gemara is with regard to his Eidos Baldin. And why is in Mesa in Yerusha? Is because we have a Eidos Baldin from him that there's a Mekach Toys. And even if we don't believe him, He didn't prove it in addition to everything else. Makes no difference. But he claimed that there was a Mekartoyes. Now for him, this is not just on a Sofik. He's saying there was a Mekartoyes. I'm going to go prove it. I'll go and I'll be Boydik. And therefore, it's a Mekartoyes. It's a Doas Baldin. A Doas Baldin is Kemeya Edim Domi. It's a totally nupshat Gemara that he ain't a Yorsha because I have a Doas Baldin that there's no Kedushin. We may disregard that totally and completely. He comes to Bezdin, we'll throw him out, and we'll say she's Nashis Ishmamish. But as far as he's concerned, he does Baldin. Now, what is Pshat in the Gemara, not Pshat in the Gemara, it does make a difference for the Titranis. But in the Sivis, in the Beishankiv, on Hilchus Ksubis, he deals with something else, a different hypothetical. You have a Baal who comes to Bezdin, and he tells Bezdin that she has a mum shebegolui, or there's a merchatz beir, and he says he wasn't nisbayis mumumin. He says everybody will agree that he's a Yerusha. She died after this, before Bezdin gave a psak, or even after Bezdin gave a psak, because he's claiming that there was no kedushin. We're not listening to him, but he's got a hidos baldin, and he says the reasoning of the Rabbi Avraham is absolutely correct. Whether you hold like him as pshat nesugia, you don't hold like him as pshat nesugia, but a baal will come and he will say that there's kedusha toyes. He's not no yerusha anymore. The yerusha doesn't, to the extent there's a chiddush, the yerusha doesn't follow what Bezdin says is kedushin, and if they say is kedushin, they'll be mechayiv in per Kuna, and you'll come and you'll argue to me, therefore he's entitled to be Yerush because Sofkos and Pirkuna, and I think it would be a good sword, particularly if I'm right and I say that they did it to encourage Pirkuna. But the Rabbi Avraham says we're separable. We look at them as two separate things. We're deciding that there is Kedushin, he's Chayiv in Pidyoino, but as it does Baldin, that then there's no marriage, therefore Lidvorov, he's not Yerush. It's not, I mean, it started as a Chakira, with the Mesak and Yerusha, with Mesak and Yerusha, in what Klapi Shmaya is Kedushin, or is the Mesakin that whenever Bezdin says that he's Mechuyiv B'Pidyoino, it's easy to convince me, if there wouldn't be this Rabbi Rom, that they were Mechayiv, that they gave him the Yerusha, wherever Bezdin is Mechayiv him in Pidyoino. The Rabbi Rom says it's totally in Klapi Shmaya, and his Eidos Baldin is Klapi Shmaya. Klapi Shmaya, his Eidos Baldin said that he's not a Baal, he's not entitled to anything, so we can't give him anything. Okay, so this is another sheet in Rishonim, and that isn't going to make any difference with regard to the Shaila we're dealing with, which essentially is a Machmas Ktota kind of Shaila, when you have something like civil divorce. So my point is that so far that we have a Rashbam, and we have other Rishonim who seem to take the Rashbam seriously. It's not just as if we have the Rashbam alone. We have others who are taking the Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara seriously. Now, in addition to that, there's the Chochma Shloime, which I hope you can read it. I had trouble reading it. It's in this. It's one of the, I think it's the last page. The Rashbam says, I'm sorry, the Chochma Shloime, Shloime Kluger, he says, the Harashbam Mairi Lidin Hashas, the Hoyib Yad Habau Ligarish Bal Korcho, Vahavi Biyodai, etc. And therefore, after the Chemer of Beinu Gershon, and he's not Biyodai anymore, therefore, even according to the Rashbam, even b'mokim k'toto, he is Yerush, because the whole svar of the Rashbam, u'lekach kiv and davi biyodoi, kol she biyodoi, lav k'mechusar ma'isedomi. It's biyodoi lagarsho. Therefore, it's only mechusar ma'ise, so he loses the Yerusha. Now, this is what you call only just Mechusar Maisedomi, and therefore he lost the Yerusha. I mean, it's once upon a time, at least, there was the joke If I won't describe who they tell it about or the class of people they tell it about, but you have a chicken who flies over a pot of hot milk, and therefore you got Basar B'cholov. We won't talk about whether Bal Chai can be poiled. It can't be poiled. But Klut HaKamisha Hun Chadomi is a lomdis. When you're talking about, you know, Hilchei Shabbos, Klut HaKamisha Hun Chadomi. If you're talking about a tam, you can't get a tam because you threw a piece of meat in the Kislei HaKedera. It's a Messias. It's not nice and tam. You're going to tell me here that it's V'yodai L'garsho Sotski L'girsho. Just because it's biyodei lagarsha, so that's shot in the Rashbam. I thought originally that it doesn't make sense at all. Till if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, says virtually exactly this. He says, "Omer Chachomim." It's on Kuf Memvov Omid Beis, towards the top of the Rabbeinu Gershom. It says, "Hayo v'nichnas achareh olabaitko." V'loy l'dover acher, loy amrinon bo'o le'hoshuv ishte gemurihi, ve'enoy yorsho. He says, we don't say that he was boil her, and that she's ishte gemurah. And you know, the Rosh goes way beyond this. The Rosh says that the yichud can't be yichud from the suyin. If he could, the Amri, Ben Gershon effect says that if it's nichnas lebeidiko, then he doesn't want nisuin. Otherwise, he wants to be invited from the first place. He's looking for teretz. So he's not, he's it's a technical point, not negay of that machlokes. He's saying that this isn't yichud from nisuin because he doesn't want nisuin. He's going for bedikah.
Where is that beauty?
I'm reading the Rabbeinu Gershom, right? It's after the second period, before the third period. Okay? It says, V'ike da'amre, nesua hoiso, hoyo v'nichnas achre l'boidiko. This is now the Rashbam. Al das kein nichnas, shedatoi noitebo l'garsho, imhi tidranis. Not like he said before that he doesn't want the yichud l'shem nisuim, but daitoy legarsho. So einoy din sheyorsho havoi de gomar beliboy bechayeho de legarsho de gomar laalter the daininon le command de girsho. That sounds very much like the Chofesh line. Since he wants to be megarisher, so daininon bo kiilu he was megarisher. It's like this biyota. He could have been megarisher, and daininon bo kiilu girsher. Ain the din sheyorsho the gomar beliboy the legarsho umesol alter. So therefore, daininon lo kiman de girsher. He's not saying she lost machmas k'tota. She lost machmas. She's a grusha. Daininon bo kiman de girsher. I mean, if you, otherwise the Chochmah Shleim to me would be a pli atzuma. Where does this all come from? But according to this Rabbeinu Gershom, so after the Takona of Rabbeinu Gershom, that's not Lishitosa, but the Chochmah Shleim is saying that after the Takona of Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't say it's Kamandi Gershadomi. If it, you know, till now, I've been saying what the Chuvah's Mamni said, that this is the Rabbonon. Me, the Rabbonon, they canceled the Chiyuvah issues with Nostin Vagashra. Just like the Gemara said that Mishas Ksiva, they canceled everything. The Chochmah Shleim said, that apparently it's because it's not Mechusar Maisa, so it's Kaman Degir Shadom. It's not a new Takone or a new cancellation of an old Takone. It's something totally different. And it's just, it's, you know, Kaman Dovi Domi. So after, so you now have the Chochmah Shleim who's saying that after the Takana for Beinu Gerushim, everybody agrees that you can't be Megarish. Even the Rashbam will hold that there is no command digir shadomi. That's the first half of Chol B'Shalim. The second half we'll say in the second. So there's no Rashbam, there's nobody B'Shalimachan at all, just because Nosan Ein V'Lagarsha. Now it's Ein B'Yodi L'Garsha. If it's Ein B'Yodi L'Garsha, she's not command digir shadomi. And Nosan Ein V'Lagarsha isn't the Tam in and of itself. It's because it's command digir shadomi. So if the only svara to say that the husband doesn't inherit after a civil divorce is because it's machmas ktote, and at least must be ktote here, I presume, and otherwise there wouldn't have been a get in the first place. Neither he wants shalom bayis, but apparently this is machmas ktote, and one can also make a ktote. It doesn't take. It takes two to tango, but not two to make a ktote. One can make a ktote. So it's at least machmas ktote. So according to the Rashbam, he should have lost, unless you pull out the Chof Mishloime and say, I don't even have a Rashbam to rely on. So that's point number one. And point number two is that in the case of a civil divorce, it is important why there is a ktote, or at least the second point I'm going to make will depend upon why there's a ktote. If he's saying, I want Shalom Bayis and she's a Meredes, that's one thing. But what if he says, I don't want Shalom Bayis? Whether it's being Magen her or not being Magen her is irrelevant. Maybe she doesn't even want to get. But is he a Meredes? Is he a Meirade, and is Meirade a new tam to lose the Yerusha? Now, again, if you look at the material that's on the last page that comes straight from the Shulchan Aruch, you have one long Ramah, and there's several halachas in the Ramah. Begin with the beginning. Calls man shleinis garsha. Af apish nosin v'garsha yersha. Sounds to me as if he's disagreeing with the Rashbam. No Greek Kiddush. Taisus disagrees with the Rashbam. We have all kinds of Rishayim disagree with the Rashbam. So he's telling me the Rashbam is not lahalacha. Then he quotes the Tshuvas Maimoni, the Avram ben Maram, and says that claims of Mekach Toys, Mason, and Yerusha. Okay, so in addition to disagreeing with the Rashbam, he's learning the Sugya like the Avram ben Maram of Rodenburg. Very nice. Now, then the last line in the Ramah, Hamayrid al Yishtoi. Oy madiro, veninoigi mo minigishus, yesh aimrim, di meso eino yorsho. He's a meireid, and therefore imeso eino yorsho. Now I take this line, I put it against the first line. He already told me that the Rashbam is wrong. So a meireid can't have lost the zchus yerusha because of the Rashbam svara that nosan ein v'lagarsha, he's not yerush. This seems to be a din in a meireid. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all. Why is he saying this even a yesh aimrim before he's machlit keneged the Rashbam? And here he's bringing me a yesh aimrim, whatever that means. I'm interested in the Kloli Hiroa when he says yesh aimrim. But certainly, if all of this is a Nes Nosan Ein L'Garsho, he's contradicting himself. Now, I say that with a great deal of trepidation, because if you look, I underlined it, in the Bir Agro Yutes, Hamoyred, Mavur de Svirale, Kipirush Rashbam Hanal, Vain Bedarki Moshe, Viniach Betzorachian. What's the God telling me? He's telling me that this is because of the Rashbam. He's learning that Meireid and Ktota are one and the same thing. And now suddenly he's passing the Rashbam. He tells me to go look in the Darkei Moshe. Why would I look in the Darkei Moshe? I see he was machli connected to Rashbam in the beginning. Okay, that's a problem. Number two, not as serious as this, but you look in the Chelkas Mechaikik, he's quoting in Yud Zayin, L'ch'eira hu seise mashakos av l'thneze, b'nosan ein av l'garsho, d'ho Nistoma, kishneis the end of the garsha, ain't a noig ima minig yishus. And he's equating the two. If it's not, it's ktata, it's probably not being noig in yishus, it's probably a mirin. In effect, the Marachagas Makoikik is telling me, how can you morph from ktata to mirin? Because it's nistoma, that's what happens. But doesn't help me deal with the stira. I got the same stira. If you look back in the Darkei Moshe, which it's on two pages, so I had to zero up two pages for you. The Darkei Moshe says, he says, it's Sifkoten Hay, it's underlined. He says, those that are Kofin Oisai, calls Banshli Girish, Yerish Oisai. That's not called Ktata. Bezdin is Kofin Lagarish. If Bezdin is Kofin Lagarish, doesn't necessarily mean there's Ktata. Miu Yesh Litches, the shiny Hanosha Kofin Oisai, calls man Lagarish Medina, the Noigbo Imo Minig Issues Veloi Posha Klal. We're being Kofin him, but still he's being Noig Minig Issues, so he's not a Meirid. Velochain Ainoi Ma'abed Yurushosoi Mashen came bemoirid oimadir de Ainoi noig minig issues ulumefakoi snostin lagarsha Lochain Ainoi Yursho. He says here he uses the word, he doesn't here say Posha, but it's in contradistinction where he says before Kofin is like Posha. Here you get the flavor, you know why, because it's Posha. Where it's a knas of one kind or another. We're being mafkia, he is Chishibudim, because he is a Meirid. And that's why we're doing all of this. I have several rayas to what I'm saying. Not direct rayas. But the first Rai is precisely the Rosh that we spoke about before. The Raviyo and the Rosh, I'm sorry, not the Rosh, the Raviyo. The Raviyo, the Kosav, Tilo, Divrim, Forshim, the Suadavke, it's only Shehu Pesheya that we're not being Mafkia. That's the Nos Nen of Lagarsha. That we're taking it away as a kind of a knas. Shari ain't a real garish bishmil mumza. Now he's working with the Rashbam Sora. But it seems to me that what the Ramo is telling us is that he lost the Schus Yerusha because he's a Meirid, and the Meirid is a Pesheya. That's why we deprived him of it. It's the kind of knas that we made. And if you'll ask me, why do we make the knas? What does Rai, where do we get it from? I don't have a source. But it seems to me that we have the parallel in the Meiredes. The Meiredes, this whole Yud Beis Chedesh, she keeps on losing from Ksuba. So Gemara says clearly she's Ein Nizonis. Well, that's a Knas. She's Ein Nizonis during those two Beis Chedesh. That was our Knas, the force of the go back. So it would seem to me that the Ramon effect is saying that this is also a Knas, just like we cancel her. For Mzoinis, we're cancelling him that he is not Yerish because he's a Meirid, he's a Pasha, and he takes it for granted that this is a parallel kind of class. The other source that seems to agree with what I'm saying is the Shilti Giborim on the page of the Rif that I gave you before. Where was the page of the Rif? Be able to find it. Okay, look. The Rif. It's not the page I gave you before. It's a different. This is in Subas. Here, the Shilti Giborim. I didn't give you the previous page, but you don't need the previous page. You look at the beginning. It's in the middle of a paragraph. He cites the Machlekes to Rashbam and Tosfos back and forth. Whatever he has to say about that Machlekes, he says there's a Machlekes with Nosnein of Lagar Shoa. Whether you lose Beiris or you don't lose Beiris, fine. Then he's finished, and he has two other paragraphs, and suddenly there's now a third paragraph. And I underlined it. The Chol HaMeirid Al Ishtoi, Oy HaMadir Es Ishtoi, Imeisa Ishtoi Boichu Bemerdoi, V'loi Mitfaisimo, Ein Baalo Yersho, Hoyol V'ein Noig Bo Minig Baal. This doesn't sound to me as if it's the Rashbam. If this is the Rashbam is quoted three paragraphs before. He's not telling me something. finish with the Rashbam. Now this is a new halacha. He's not Yerish if he is a Merid. Hoyel v'ein noig bo minig bal. That's enough. It sounds to me like a knas. Hoyel v'ein noig bo minig bal. He's ein Yersha. And it seems to me that the mocker of the Ramah is the Shilti Gevurim. It's got nothing to do with the Rashbam. And that's why he said Tzarchin at the end. Okay, Tzarchin, is he right, is he wrong? But otherwise, I'm stuck with a spirit in the Ramah himself. And the Niach Tzarchin, it's very nice. In the documentary, he leaves the Tzarchin, but he quotes it in the Ramah, even though he says clearly, Keneged the Rashbam, the Tzarchin, according to the Grosh, has been whether Rashbam is right or not. He should have quoted me the Rashbam with the Tzarchin too, the same Tzarchin. He should resolve both of them or neither of them. He can't resolve one way and one the other way if they're totally one and the other. They're not totally one and the other. It has to be that this was a new sword. So now I have a new tzad that the Baal shouldn't be Irish. One, I've got the Rashbam. Number two, if he is a Meirid, if he's not being Noig Minig Ishus, and he doesn't want to be Noig Minig Ishus, what do I care with Nostanin of the Garsha, not Nostanin of the Garsha? If it's not Nostanin of the Garsha, it's even worse. That's the worst kind of a Meirid. So of course they constant him, according to the Ramah. And the Ramah passes that way. So it sounds as if Lalochi should have lost it. Till I come to the Chochmah Shleimah. Same Chochmah Shleimah, next part, last paragraph in the Chochmah Shleimah. So first the Chochmah Shleimah pulled the Rashbam from under me. He's telling me I don't even have a Rashbam to base myself on. So I have to use Tom number two, that he's a Meirid, and the Ramah Paskin is like my Shilti Gevurim. He's a Darki Moshe with Tzarchin, but by the time we get to Shulchan Aruch, if I'm right, he's telling me that the Meirid isn't Yerush anymore. Comes along the Rashbam, and I have trouble reading it, you'll pardon me, but I can't see. He said, oh, this in here is a little bit clearer. He says, the last couple of lines. He says,
under the underline?
It's a part I underlined. No. It makes it harder for you to see, so I'm looking at the other one. He says that, well, Fionn is deity. Kivin, the Chazin of the Das Rashbam, the Benosan Ein of Lagarsha, Ein of Yersha, Muchach, the Bedat Italian Milsa, Imkain, Nehi de Chelkinolov, they disagree with the Rashbam. Only he's going to say that. They disagree. Oh, they know he's saying. I think this is l'shitasa that it's oimid legerushin is kagrusha domi, that it's biyodai. Therefore, after Rabbeinu Tam, after Rabbeinu Gershom, that can't be garishle midaito. It's no longer biyodai. But they disagree only when it's bedatoi. Hainadafke im loy hoy loy din meired shaloy kiven. Glitzaro, Rak Reitzel Legarisho. They're dealing with Ktota. He wants to be Megarisho. And that's what it's all about. Avol im hoya meireid. Shekivin Litzaro. He's not intent upon a gift. He's just a meireid. He wants to be Minea Tashmish from her. Im loy lepetro. Boze eina yersha, vahainu, kivin. Oh, we'll come to that in a second. But what he's saying is that everybody agrees with the Rashbam. Kahai gavne, everyone will agree that since he wants to be mitzayer her, he lost his chusim. Kivin de osolo. I can't. I don't know what this means. Osolo kibetrei. Does anybody have any idea what that means? Kivin to Osolo, maybe it's a base? Bibetre. Avol. Be'elu, Shekhafin Lagarish. There he doesn't lose it. Kivin Shalkoponim, he rates a lot of him. Lekach Yersho. The Iker Hayrusha Bedat Italia. Kivin Shalkoponim, he rates a lot of him. So the Chochmah Shleima here in the second part is taking back what he, or he's giving back what he took in the first half. In the first half, he says the Rashbam doesn't apply after Rehavim Regereshim. It's not Biyodita Yemilsa. But now he's saying that if he is a Meirid, everybody agrees with the Rashbam. Not Mitameh, but because he's just being a Litzare, it sounds to me as if he's saying it's a Knas. The same thing that I said in the Ramah, he seems to be saying himself. But he's saying that everybody agrees with the Rashbam. It's not only this Das Yochi, the Shul Tigaberi, or something or other, that the Ramah says Sorachin at the end, but he thinks it's such a Sorab Shuta, everybody accepts it. And he says, then the end, he says, V'ayin b'chiburi, and I went looking in the new in the new Shulchan Aruch, there they add the word b'chiburi Evan Ha'ezer Madur Tinyona. They put the word Evan Ezer, Madur Tes Simen Lamites. I can't find any chibur that has nine maduras, or even if it's a mistake, I don't know of any Madura on Evan Ezer except on Seamus Gittin, that the last Simonim. He doesn't have anything on Simon Tess that I know of, and the library didn't have anything. So I don't know. But I mean, it's known that he wrote lots of things that weren't published. So the least, the editor who added, how did he know it was Evan Ezer? He put in the word Evan Ezer, and if he knew something, he should have told me, but it's not published or something or other. So I don't know what he's referring to or what he has to say, because he tells you to go look there, and after you look there, you'll see what he has to say about Meirid v'chulei. But it seems to me that the Chochmah Shleima here is Oyla B'chon Echad with the Ramah, and he's telling me the Meirid can't be Yerish, particularly the Meirid who's Bina Litzu'urei. If it's Bina Litzu'urei, we certainly consent him. So you now have another reason why he shouldn't be Yerish. Now, to take this all together, if I'm right in the Ramah, then it's the Ramah. More than that, I don't need. And if I'm wrong in the Ramah, and the Groh is saying that the Ramah is Sorachin, that goes back to what he said before, it means the Ramah wasn't Matriya, it seems to me, at the very minimum, that the husband is in a position to claim that he's a Mukhsik. This we're talking about to be Yerish's wife. You're talking about Nichsei Mulug. Nichsei Mulug are Becheskas, the Baal. So it would seem to me that, forget about the Avelis. Avelis, I don't think it's totally in any of this. But if you're putting aside the Avelis, if we're talking about somebody with a civil divorce who wants, now the issue is, can he be Yerish from his wife or not? It's Machlekes Rishonim. He's the Mukhsik. And if he's a Meir in addition to everything else, he's in the Yerusha. But if they're Cholkim on this, the Chochmah Shleima seems to think they're no Cholkim. It seems to me that there are Cholkim. The Gro thinks they're Cholkim. So it's enough for a Mukhsik. I'm a Mukhsik Kimli, whatever it's worth.
Maybe here where it's a Morid is not Nasanin of Lagarsha, but
it's Bina Litzura. He says it's Bina Litzura.
But there, let's say she wants to get divorced, right? So it's not, it's now the Yado. So now you go back to the Ikedin and the Rashbam, and you get rid of the problem of Chinder and Gershom, because now she wants to get divorced, and he doesn't. So it's still the Yado, and because it was...
Because she wants, there's no Chinder and Gershom anymore.
Right.
So
now it's the Yado.
So we've lost the Rashbam, or we've lost the whatever Sora they're saying, that their Sora in the Rashbam.
Right.
Right, sure. So it's still the Yado and Gershom. And you're back to the Rashbam. You're back to the Rashbam, according to them. But you're for the Chochmah Shleima, you're more than the Rashbam. She wants to get, and he doesn't want to give it to her. So number one, it's Biyodei Lagarsha. And number two, he's a Meir.
Right. I mean, you need Meir because he's not interested in Chaya Ishus. So not interested in Chaya Ishus, but it's Biyodei Lagarsha, but he doesn't want to be Lagarsha.
Right.
So he loses the Yerusha. As opposed to where she wants to get and he doesn't, and we're cool with him, but he doesn't lose Yerusha because he still wants chayishes, or when they both want to get. But I'm assuming
they both want to get. Why don't they have a get?
No, right. I'm saying right. I mean, but the case
it's
is
fine.
Hmm?
Yeah. Right. No, the case is here where he's not interested in the chayish.
I mean, the case I gave you last time was nobody wants a get. They don't need it. We're still living separately. In that hypothetical, her big worry was, is she going to have to sit shiva for him? You know, that he can be Yerusha didn't occur to her.
Who's staying next week? Am I saying
I thought it was Tufia.
Tufia's staying next week. Tufia's staying next week at 3, and I'm staying 2 weeks at 3.
That's Tuesday, both
Tuesdays, I think.
It's next week. So next week we'll try Tuesday. You know, afterwards we'll see.
Oh, right. Can't make it.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.